Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
When you put your trust in God,
nothing is impossible. When you trust in His word, hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust.
You enjoy life. E! Power! If you have power today and you are going somewhere and there's traffic, what will you do? No, there's traffic, and you have power. What will you do? There you are gone. E! If you have power, people have power, and they are all sorts of power. They are money power. Money power. How many want money power? Hey. Money power. You see, all power, not some power, all power. You know, I always tell this story, power to even get a woman. You know, some brothers, they want some kind of woman to marry. But there's no power. The maintenance cost is high. Maintenance cost is high. And when it gets to peak time, you say, doom so will come because there's no power. Peak time is when you have to take the person to Dubai to go and do shopping. You see that you don't have power. You see, but all power is given. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. When men get power, they just use it to oppress people. They use it to win power, to rule. People want power. But Jesus says, all power is given. Now, what is the power given for? Go ye therefore. When the power is given, you see the power of Jesus, what is supposed to use for? The power of Jesus is not supposed to let sarin follow you, to let people salute you. All this thing do the Gentiles seek. The power of Jesus is not to go to Punta Cana and all. You see, Punta Cana, you go where you'll be tired. Amen. If you have this power. you will go and you'll be tired. Do you get it? Even when they say you should go, so I don't have time to go to Punta Cana. Jesus's power is to go into the world. Go ye into the world and preach to all nations. And all nations include where you are. It's part of the all nations. You have found yourself where you are. All nations. Preach to them. And then baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then he says that, and teach them to observe. In other words, don't just witness to them, but continue to teach them so that they are grounded. When they become grounded, and then you are walking in this all power, you see that anything you want power to do, you will get. Because that power is still with you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. When you use the power properly, the power will bring a lot of things into your life. Power will attract blessings. Amen.
Amen.
So, but in doing this work, we have come to see that the one who gave us the command gave us a parable. And in that parable, he tells us that we are not going to succeed in doing these things unless we use force. Unless we use force. That's why we're talking about forceful evangelistic Christianity. Do you get it? Unless we use force. See, if you hear power, power is a connotation that you are going to use it over something. Do you get it? So unless you exercise this power forcefully, that thing that you are supposed to do, the purpose and the meaning of the power will not work. So Jesus gave us a parable in Luke 14:16 to summarize and to tell us everything about this power and how to do it and use the power well and use the power effectively. He says that, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and called many people. The man prepared supper and called many people. Now, just in case you want to know, this man who is doing the supper, he is doing the supper to call people who are actually on their way to death, who were going astray. But the way he can get them, if he looks at the way the things are going, the way he could get them was to use a strategy, if you like. Use a strategy that can easily get them. So, in this strategy, he made a great party, great supper, and he called many people in the area. People in the area, some away from the area, some from the offices and everything. They said, come, come, for all things are now ready. And then the next verse, he said that, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. Do you get it? Now the person is making a supper. And you know the supper that he's making in Jude 1:23. In Jude 1:23, he was making the supper for this particular thing. He said, and others save them with fear. Do you get it? Pulling them out of fire. So you can say this supper that he's making, he's actually making it to pull people out of fire. Do you get it? Have you been to Emirates Hotel before? Emirates Hotel, very beautiful hotel. Do you get it? I think they will show it here for you to see if they get it. How many of you want to go to Emirates Hotel? I mean, the man did a very heavy party at Emirates Hotel. That hotel, when you go, a cup of tea, it's, I think, $250 or $50. Somebody is asking that Milo Chim Kaya say, a cup of tea is, I think, $50, $150. That is it. And this is where the man made a great party. This is where the man made a great party. But when he made a party, he said they should come. All of them decided to make excuses. All of them, they started making excuses. The first one said, I have bought a piece of ground and I must need go and see it. Have me excused. So you have seen that you are not the first person who is trying to make excuses. Do you get it? You are not the first person. Then the second one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Then another said, I have married a wife. Therefore, I cannot come. So, see, these are excuses. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. He came with his data of the attendance of the church. And said, look at what happened. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, look, it is done. I have done that one too. And not all of them came. You thought that it's only the cities and the rich places that the people would not come. But when he went to the highways and the byways too, some of them didn't come. Some of them didn't come. So he said, I've done all this. Yet there is still room. There's still room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel. Now the word compel is some of you who are sometimes asking, why are they forcing us to go to church? Since last night, they've been pestering our lives, giving us calls. Now they have come to our rooms. Now they have come to our homes. They are calling my father. They are calling my mother. Everybody in the area is asking of me. Some people came to look for you. Are you not going? In the morning, the bus will come. You were trying to run away and somebody caught you. And they put you on the bus. And they forced you to wear it. They even came with t-shirt. And they gave it to you by force. Wear it and let's go to church. And they were forcing you to go to church. Those of you who say this, listen to what the man said. And this is Jesus talking. He said, go and compel them to come. Compel them. Now the compel means go and use force. That is forceful evangelistic Christianity. Yes, that is compel. That is compel. Compel means that you have seen that this boy who has been sent to school by the father and the mother, and the boy is 20 years old, and then the boy has gotten another girl in the school who is 18 and a half or 19. And when we invited them to the church, they were giving you excuses. And you know that if it wasn't for one reason, you take your belt and beat them. Because you are like their father. Do you get it? You are their father and you can see that they are not thinking. So you want to take your belt and equip them and say, get away. Small boy, your father has brought you to school. The money your father gave to you, you are come to take a girl. And you are giving it to your father. Then you write a letter to your father that I need more money. And the girl too is following you. You see, that's forceful Christianity. And you tell the girl that you don't have sense. This boy, if he makes you pregnant, I was telling someone that it's God who delivered me one day. I was in my house, and this boy and a girl came to my house many years ago. He said, hey, the girl preg. I said, yeah, the girl preg. I said, How he preg? He said, the girl preg. I said, so what are you going to do? He said, I need sugar. I need sugar. So I gave him, I don't know what he was going to do with the sugar. Then he did the sugar and put the sugar on fire. Stirred the sugar became brown. The sugar became brown. And I think added chloroquine or something, I'm not too sure. Meanwhile, I was there looking at them, consenting to it. Then in my household, when I was reading this story, it came to my mind. Because they said if I arrested the boy, so I said, hey, if it happened by now, I would be arrested, I would be an escovite. Okay, I was young, so I would have been in a juvenile court or something. So
The boy gave it to her. She drank it. Me, I didn't ask them any question again. I mean, they went from the house, but at least the girl didn't give birth. So I'm sure the baby came out. I didn't ask them anything again. I was afraid. You stand there. Your father has brought you to school. The boy, he doesn't have even one peswa to give to you if you pray. And another thing is that he's not going to marry you. That's the next thing. You see, some of you have been with your parents for a long time, so as you came to school, it's like your soul has escaped. You think you have freedom. You think you have liberty. So you are just living your life by a small girl, 18 years. So forceful Christianity. Sometimes you even have to look at their face and you saw that your big head like something. Small boy, your father has brought you to school. Your mother has given you money to go and buy something. You are going to get a girlfriend. All this thing, by the grace of God, God has saved us. So it's by mercy. Are you getting me? One day I was driving, I saw some boy and some girl in my junction. I almost stopped my car to go and beat them. I was like, come on, go home, go home. Because you can see the end. You can see the end. Some of them, tell them, snatch them. Don't be afraid to tell them. Don't you have sense that your mother has brought you to school? Your father has brought you to school. You are going to work. You are not married. The man is this. You can't see. You can't see. Some of you have come to church. You didn't fornicate when you asked that you came to the church. It's the church rather you have come to fornicate. The church rather that you came, no? And no woman have a boyfriend. What's the essence of the church? You think I'm talking about somebody? I'm talking about you too. So, he said that, let me excuse. So the man was angry. Then he said, go out into the highways and hedges and compel. Compel means that don't give them peace. Threaten them. The word compel is a Greek word, anakazo. And some of you should make it your nickname from now, anakazo, or your real name. Go and compel them. Go and force them. And let me tell you something. If there was ever a time for forceful Christianity, then it is this time. Because this time is not easy at all, even to get people to church. Because, I mean, this is the time that even universities have exams on Sundays. And yeah, wah, wah. And yeah, wah, wah. And yeah, wah, wah. This is the time that even universities, they're having classes, even Good Friday. They are having lectures, exams, Sundays. And it's no fault of yours. If the person come and do, you want to fail, why did you go to school? You have to go. Yes. So you can see that if there's anything, this is the time. This is the time that the more a naked a woman is, the more a celebrity the woman is. The more naked you are. I mean, the more naked you are, the more a celebrity you are. Yeah, and we are watching it. We are watching our CNN and it will come. We are watching your football and it will come. More skin. If there's ever time, this is a time for forceful. This is a time that those are the days that when we're going to school, we didn't have to do so many things. But these days, because of social media, people must live beyond their means. Because they see people dressed in a certain way. So whether you have it or you don't have it. We didn't have Facebook, or nobody will come and put us on Facebook. Nobody can put us on Twitter. Nobody can put us on Twitter. We didn't know Instagram. We only know the phone. Hello! Then the other person will pick it, the big one. How are you? That's all. We didn't know all these things. But these days, Twitter, Instagram is showing everything. That's why people cannot marry. That's why many people are not married. No. Because when they look at Twitter now, they see event organizers and the way they organize the event. They see the cake is coming from the sky. With light. When it hits the other, so up to now, you are not married because you are looking for money to buy that cake. You are making money to buy that cake. And when they finish, then they will show you on Instagram. But at one time, there was nothing like that. I went for Aunt Mammy's wedding gown. That Bishop's wife, her wedding gown. I got it. And then I reduced the size for my wife. The wedding gown didn't have sleeves, and I made her sleeves. That's all. Yeah, I gave her a sleeve. I gave her this. There was nothing like reception. Oh, there was nothing like reception. When we were taking the pictures, we sent, was it meat pie or piccola? Yeah. When we finished, we went home. My honeymoon, do you know where I went for my honeymoon? I went to Tech VC's guest house. I didn't travel to any Kunta Kunta or No. You see, the reason you are not mad now, you are calculating your engagement, you are calculating your... Even the engagement, I didn't give them food to eat, but I said the following 2 days is the wedding. So some of them shouldn't come. They should come for the wedding. It's as simple as that. Because my people, some of them are in Takwa. When they come for Thursday, they will eat. Friday, they will eat. Saturday, they will eat. No. I said, no. Don't come. Don't come for the engagement. Engagement, 30 minutes was over. And we are finished. There is no Instagram or there's no Facebook come and show my engagement on this end. No, there was nothing like that. Pre-wedding photo. No, what? Even up to today, I don't know where my wedding pictures are. Pre-wedding photo shoot, that one alone, you can ask Ruben. Hey, bachelorette, and this, and that. Sure. That's why you are not getting married. And then when you marry, you want your people to come to the house. You want a big house. This is the time that we need to let the force work. You need to tell some young people that sit down and marry. Forceful. And a casual. Forceful. Are you getting what I'm saying? Forceful. And then, one of the things that you must learn from this, in closing, after the man has prepared a great supper, one of the things that you must learn if you want to have a forceful evangelistic ministry, that do not be overcome by people's excuses. You see the excuses they gave? They were all hollow excuses. There were excuses that doesn't make sense. I mean, the first person said, I bought an oxen. Yes. Who has charged GPT? You ask, when is the best time to check an oxen? If you buy an oxen, you check and see. It will tell you that you have to check it during the day. The daytime, especially when the oxen is active. That's when it will tell you to go and say, you Google or check from your phone.
The best time to check on an oxen is typically in the morning, before they are put to work.
This one can say, typically in the morning, before they are put to work.
And in the evening, after they've been worked.
Who else? I think it depends on the question you put in. When is the best time to check an oxen you are going to buy? Yes, sir, read it, LMC.
Checking an oxen is usually done before using it for work or travel to make sure it's healthy and ready. It's a good idea to check them in the morning.
It's a good idea to check it in the morning before you travel. This is when you are going to travel, but when you are going to buy it. To tell that in the day when it is very active, because supper time is between 6 and 7 or so. In the evening, you can't check an oxen.
When considering buying oxen, it's best to inspect them during daylight hours when visibility is good.
Yeah. But you are saying that supper time also could check your oxen. So isn't that the excuse is lame? Is that a good excuse? So many excuses are not good excuses. The person just wants to tell something to throw you off. You get it? You know the next excuse? I bought a new land. Yes. When is the best time to check a land that you have bought? You can ask. Daytime. I mean, how can you go in the night and inspect a land you have bought? It's daytime you have to check so that you can see. Then if it's in Ghana, wait till the rainy season. Whether it's a river or whatever that has dried. Yes. You went to buy a place.
Recently, we bought a place. We started a foundation.
Oh.
We started a foundation. We were so happy that it rained. Hey! Not knowing that we actually went to buy a river. I mean, river that the only way we could have built was to probably go to World Bank to get some loan for visibility studies to come and do a bridge or a flyover. So we had to leave the foundation there. We didn't inspect it well. And then the next one is, I've married a wife. I married a wife. I mean, who would not be happy that you got a new wife and then there is a dinner, free dinner? Even weddings and things, people come there, they have not been invited. Even weddings and funerals get crashed. They come there, they are not even invited, but they will come and eat their food and go. Do you see how much more somebody has called you to come for dinner? So what I'm saying is that it is Jesus himself who spoke about forceful. We must be forceful. This is the time. The devil is making things seem nice and easy. It's all false. It's all false. It attracts. You can ask those who have smoked and drunk before they got born again. You can see that it's tough. Because the devil is making it even nicer. Nicer and easier for people to do so. Why shouldn't we also make ours nicer? Why should we make it nicer and easier in the sense that they can come to church, you give them baths and everything? Not easier like you are compromising. No. Why shouldn't you make it nicer? So we have to overcome excuses. Many excuses are because the person doesn't want to come. Why aren't you giving excuses when we are not born again? Yes. We are all giving excuses when we are not born again. And we said we knew that wasn't true. We just didn't want to go. So please, this type of things that you go to people and they say, oh, come to church, he gives you excuse, don't take it. Snatch them from hell. They are going to hell. How many of you know that the road to hell is nice? Oh, the road to hell is nice, oh. Hey! Just listen to advice and come to church. Hey, small money you got, you don't want to come to church. Small job you got, you don't want to come to church. What Bible said, the man, he made a supper for you. All things are now ready. Come and eat. Yes. Hey, look, real life is in Christ Jesus. Real life is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell your friend, real life is in Christ Jesus. So if somebody brought you to church today, don't be angry. Don't be angry. I'm sure even looking at you, the person said we'll close at 1:30. Now he said, when are we going to close? You're already getting angry. As a person, are you the one getting angry? You already getting angry. Yeah. You see, the dinner was made for you to be blessed. And God just loves you. Yeah. God just loves you. God wants you to be blessed. So this Christianity thing is important too. It's important. So today, if you have not given your life to Christ and somebody has brought you, even if the person holds your back and throw you to go and accept Jesus, go and accept Jesus. Yes. Oh, my friends, you know me so. Yeah. Go and accept Jesus. And you'll be blessed. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Beautiful. So if you are invited to church today, I want you to know that it's a blessing that somebody came to you and invited you to church. It's a blessing that somebody came to you and invited you to church. And thank God, you don't know what would have happened without this invitation. Without this invitation, one day some people were at school and then they went on vacation. When they were going, a pastor went to the school to go and preach. When the pastor was finishing, like I'm finishing my preaching, he said, if you want to give your life to Christ, stand up. Then many of the school people stood up, but there was one girl called Abigail. Abigail didn't stand up. Then Abigail told her friends that, I want to go, but I am the boyfriend of the school prophet. So I am sure I'm waiting. When I go home and come, I will change my mind. One day I'll give my life to Christ. They all went home. When they came from vacation, the first thing they saw, obituary. Abigail is gone. Gone too soon. You don't know when. You can't say that, oh, tomorrow. Oh, you can't say, oh, you see, I like the boy. I just want to be with him for just 1 year. and I'll stop. Oh, I like that girl. I just want to be for one more year and I'll stop. You don't know what can happen to you. The Bible said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. God wants to bless you. God has good mind for you. God has a word, better expectations for your life. God has prepared you to be a great person. God has prepared you to be a wonderful wife, a mega husband one day. He has prepared you to be a big person in society.
Amen.
But it starts from today.
Amen.
It starts from today.
Wow.
He said, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Amen.
So I don't know how you came here, but at the appropriate time, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you think that you want to go to heaven? Are you sure? Do you know heaven? Some are not too sure. Who doesn't want to go to hell? Okay. I think I was going to ask another question. Who wants to go to hell? Who wants to go to hell? Nobody wants to go to hell. Is that not so?
Nobody.
So at the appropriate time, nobody will go to hell. You can't be here and go to hell. Put your hands together for Jesus. You can't be here and go to hell. Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Maybe this is not your first time. This is not your first time. You've been here before, maybe last week, last 2 weeks. But between last week, between last 2 weeks, some few months and now, you have come to recognize that you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to be very, very sure that you go to heaven when you die. Every eye closed, please. You want to be very sure that you go to heaven when you die. Can you please lift up your hand? Lift it up high. Lift it up. You want to be sure. I've seen a hand here. Lift your hand up. Lift it up high. Beautiful. So let's all join together. Say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I know you love me.
I know you love me.
That is why you brought me here.
That is why you brought me here.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you for
dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
He came to die.
He came to die.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Because of your love.
Because of your love.
I confess.
I confess.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
That today.
That today.
I have become your own.
I've become your own.
Please, Jesus.
Please, Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And wash me.
And wash me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
Thank you once again.
Thank you once again.
That just as I am.
Just as I am.
You have made me your own.
You have made me your own.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abeg Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abeg Dowenya. God bless you.